New York City.
You came virtually out of nowhere, you know, with a mass distributed album. How do you approach that problem with, you know, people questioning credibility and so forth?
You know, I'm not worried too much about credibility. You know, I just want my voice to be heard. I had a great time making the album, and I think it shows. Up in the club, so fresh and clean. Not the outcast that they label me. I'm not doing this for money. Money is good, but I got money. So my love for what I'm doing is gonna show eventually. That's when you hear me say, hold up, stop. I'm a white dude, so I mean it's not that easy to jump in this business and be a white rapper. The whole Vanilla Ice thing, people love Vanilla Ice, dude. When he first came out, his records were selling so big, dude. And if he wouldn't have been fake and lying to people about who he really was, he could have told them, yeah, I'm a rich boy and I'm making rap music. So what? They would have accepted him for that. But instead, he wants to lie and all this other stuff happens. Like, rap is about being real, you know? It's about the person that you are, and it's about keeping it real with people. Even if they hate you, they still have to respect you for being real. I've been in New York for 3 days, and this city has shown me so much love. Like, the people in the streets, they're like, dude, don't let nobody hold you down. I'm gonna go buy the album, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't take no shit from nobody. The turnaround is gonna happen. I see it. I believe in it. It's just getting people to relate with who I am.
Where are you gonna get your inspiration from going forward if that does happen? You know, if you turn it around and everybody's loving you, what's gonna be next?
No matter what, after this, you won't hear me. You won't hear me stressing my situation the way that I did on this album. The next albums after this won't be anything like this album at all. Every album will be completely different. I think the next album is going to be for the ladies. 5 years, man, I want to turn myself into a triple threat. I did the acting thing. I got slammed on wrestling. I've done the modeling thing. And now it's time for me to really build my name into an empire. You know, that's worth more than money to me. That's right, just
get it, let you get. Which one of the rhymes on your album would you say you're most proud of?
I'll talk about me being K Federline, and I built a kingdom down the street from Pepperdine.
Malibu.
That's right. Never would have thought that I'd be in Malibu coming from where I came from.
Do you actively freestyle at all?
A little bit.
Is there anything you can do now, or?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna freestyle this drink down my throat.
What if I tried to freestyle? J Fed and K Fed in NYC, but Kevin represents the 213. You play with fire, you get yourself burned. Hold up, K Fed, because now it's my turn. That's all I got.
Probably gonna give my wife a go-kart. She's been asking me for 2 years, so I think you might get it this year, baby.